men, women, and shopping. They say men like to buy, women like to shop. What exactly does that mean? Do you believe it? Generally, could it be true? Well, we can look at market research that has shown that men are usually more goal-oriented, meaning they focus on making a specific purchase when shopping. They need a product, they go to the store, they find it, they buy it. End of story. In general, research shows that men shop because they need to, and many don't enjoy it. Women, however, are more likely to enjoy the experience of shopping, searching out the perfect item. It's also a social activity. Many women get together with friends to go shopping, whereas men more often shop alone. And who knows? Perhaps because they enjoy the shopping process, women are more particular, are more willing to spend time looking for deals, and more likely to use coupons to save money. Here's another thing. Women are more likely to make impulse purchases, that is, to buy something they hadn't planned on buying. Of course, I'm not describing everyone. There have always been men who love to shop and women who hate it. But we can make these generalizations because market research surveys confirm them. However, when we begin to talk about why differences between men and women exist, there's a lot more disagreement. Some suggest that differences in female and male brains cause differences in shopping habits. Brain scans seem to confirm this. But it's hard to make a connection between a laboratory brain scan and people's actions in the real world. Some psychologists have said that the differences between men and women's shopping habits are explained by our history of hunting and gathering. There was a time when women searched for edible plants, while men focused on finding and killing animals and getting home before the meat went bad. The idea is that these ancient behaviors still influence us today. Does that make sense? How true does that sound to you? What we can agree on is that no matter what the brain scans say or what our ancestors did, traditional habits appear to be changing. Researchers say that male shoppers aged 18 to 24 behave differently than older males. Online, for example, while older men are more likely to quickly search for a specific item, younger men prefer to browse around the internet, often shopping for fun. This behavior is also true in the real world. Younger men enjoy shopping more than older men do, and they are more likely to go shopping with friends. In addition, male shoppers are becoming more particular. For example, reading detailed product descriptions and customer reviews before making a purchase. It's likely shopping habits will continue to change. So, will market researchers still identify differences between male and female shoppers 20 years from now? And if our behaviors change, will our brain scans change as well? Ask me in 20 years.